السلام عليكم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله على ما أنعم الذي علم القلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. الصلاة والسلام على من بالحلم والجود والكرم زين الركن والمقام والزمزم أشرف ولد آدم حبيب إله العالم أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما حجة ابن الحسن المهدي روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. One of the important subject in around the world is the issue of family, issue of mother, father, children. This is the most significant issue for all of humanity. Islam has paid attention to this important issue and introduced some or created some duty for family and for each part of family, for mother, for father, for kids. There are a number of ahadith and several verses of Quran about issue of family. For example, in Surah Al-Luqman and in different surahs of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about family. This shows that importance of family, because everything once happened for society, for community, should be happen and take place in family. If we want to have a good society, we should have a good family. If we want to have a knowledgeable society, we should encourage our kids to study hard in family. One of the capital and asset of Shia or all of Muslims is Risalatul Huquq, is the book which has been provided by the fourth Imam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu was salam. And the Imam alayhi salam mentioned 52 rights. Right of Allah, right of hand, right of your eyes, for example, and then right of your father, right of your mother, right of your teacher, right of student. This is one of the most important book which has written by one of our Imam. One of the right which mentioned in this book is right of wife. I want to talk about this right because today is the anniversary birth of Bibi Fatima to Zahra Salamullah alayha. Allah. And in some countries name this day as the Mother Day and the Woman Day. I want to talk about this issue and explain some sentences of this beautiful statement of the fourth Imam. Imam said, وَأَمَّا حَقُّ رَئِيَّتِكَ بِمِلْكِ النِّكَاهِ. The right of the one who live with you by the contract of marriage, right of your wife, is that فَأَنْ تَعْلَمْ, to realize that أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى جَعَلَهَا سَكَنًا وَأُنْسًا وَوَاقِيَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made her something to feel relaxed, to feel comfort with her. And أُنْسًا وَوَاقِيَةً, to be your companion and be maintainer of you. وَكَذَلَكَ كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْكُمَا. I will explain those sentences. Let me first, I actually read the statement of the Imam alayhi salam and translate it and then explain about those sentences. وَكَذَلَكَ كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْكُمَا يَجِبْ أَن يَحْمَدَ اللَّهُ عَلَى صَاحِبِهِ. It is wajib upon each of you. The wajib in Islam has a specific meaning. وَكَذَلَكَ يَجِبْ. This is wajib upon each of you, أَنْ يَحْمَدَ اللَّهُ عَلَى صَاحِبِهِ, to thank, to appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his wife. وَيَعْلَمْ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ نِعْمَةٌ مِّنْهُ عَلَيْهِ, and knows that his wife is blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at your, at each other as the Allah's blessing, as the Allah's gift. And then if we look at each other in our family as the Allah's blessing, so there is some right. The right is that وَوَجَبَ, it is wajib upon you, أَنْ يُحْسِنَ صُحْبَةَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ, to honor, to respect being and companion of Allah's blessing. وَيُكْرِمَهَا, and to respect her. وَيُرْفَقُ بِهَا, and to treat her gently and softly, respectfully. وَإِنْ كَانَ حَقُّكَ عَلَيْهَا أَغْلَدْ. However, the right of you as man over her is more obligatory, is more wajib, is difficult to act upon it. وَطَاعَتُكَ بِهَا أَلْزَمْ, and she must obey you فِيمَا أَحْبَبْتَ وَكَرِهْتَ, in every matter you like or dislike, until the matter, the act which is actually concerning and regarding to disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, she should follow you. فَإِنَّ لَهَا حَقُّ الرَّحْمَةِ وَالْمُؤَانَسَةِ. Certainly, she has rights of mercy and closeness, and she is an object of tranquility. This is the statement of our Imam, the fourth Imam, about right of wife. The Imam alayhi salam mentioned that first man and woman should look at each other as Allah's blessing. Bliss and ni'mat is something you need. You request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ni'mah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you his ni'mah, his blessing, so you have to respect Allah's blessing. And also mention that you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is interesting in our fiqh mentioned that when people get married, after reciting khutbah, it is mustahab to fulfill 2 rak'at prayer as salat shukr, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they actually want to start a new life, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them opportunity to get married with each other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Satan hopeless because they get married. And after finishing salat, go to sajda and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever you wish, whatever you expect from this new life. And also, it is mustahab when people get married, pay sadaqah as the sadaqah for whole life. And it is also, as the wife is blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is also mustahab to wash her feet and pour the water around the room. There is in Lum'at al-Dimashqiyya, in one of the most important book, all of the scholars should actually study, should pass this book, Lum'at al-Dimashqiyya. How religion talk about women and how we treat with women. In some Islamic countries, still now, they don't have actually any right. The woman has not any right. Even they cannot drive. And they had not any identification. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about right of woman, and Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wa salam is talking about the right of woman. And the another one is, as mentioned in Surah Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that min ayatihi khalaqa lakum min anfusikum azwajan. From the one of the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah created for you wives from your style, from your level. And then, because the sign of Allah is one of them, for example, sun, moon, all of them are sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Getting married is also sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And mention that why the philosophy behind getting married is that لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, to find peace and tranquility with living with each other. This is the reason. It means that the whole duty of woman inside house is to make peace. The home should be with peace. Bring tranquility inside the home. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created among between you مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً, mercy and affection and love. This is the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everyone who gets married. The gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that give you. This is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This affection, this love, and this mercy is gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we have in Quran also how we should conduct, how we should treat with wife. Said وَآشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You should live with them in an honorable manner. We should respect each other. This is, we can see in statement of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, and also in verse of Quran, the man and woman in their life, they should treat each other respectfully and gratefully. Respect each other. One of the beautiful hadiths from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Rasulullah said that ala khayrukum khayrukum linisa'i. The best of you is the one who has best behavior with his wife. This is the criteria which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us. If you want to know who is the best Muslim, he is the best of you, he is the one who has best behavior with his wife. And then mention that, وَأَنَا, I as the Prophet, خَيْرُكُمْ لِنِسَائِ, I am the best with my wife. It means that worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying 5 times a day, going Hajj, reciting Quran, all of them are part of religion. Have a good behavior with your kids, with your family, with your wife, also is part of your religion. Also is sign of being Muslim. Islam is not limited to worship. Islam, it means that akhlaq. The motto which Rasulullah said that in the beginning of his prophethood. إِنِّي بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. So the first point we should show that our manner or Islamic akhlaq is in family, inside family. Because some people, they are very cheerful outside. But when they come back to house, they are very arrogant, like king. They want to order, why this, why that. And also we should spend time for our family. Not when we get tired in our office, then come back to house to sleep. No, the proper time should spend for your family. We may don't like going, for example, shopping. But the most important thing for women is shopping. And the most important fun for kids is going park. We should spend some time with our family. At least 1 day a week we should dedicate for our family, to be with family. What they like? Usually we look what we are like. We should play with them, going with them, going restaurant, going outside, going trip. What they like. Because the family is the most important organization of any society. Every good thing if want to happen in society should be happen in family. And let me to recite only one hadith from Rasulullah and Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal faraja. The first one, Allama Tabatabai Rahmatullah Alayhi, he has mentioned that Rasulullah, he has been divided his time to 3 parts. One part for worship, and one part of his actually time during the day for family, to sit with family, and the third part of his time for people, because he wants to run the country as the prophet, as the actually leader of Ummah. This is the behavior of Rasulullah. The Rasulullah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Our example, good example, is our prophet. It means that at least one part of a day should dedicate to family, be with family. And the another one, Rasulullah mentioned that my brother Jibreel came to me and recommended about woman and said that اتقوا الله عز وجل في النساء, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about woman, فإنهن عوان بين أيديكم, they are helping you. And then أخذتموهن على أمانات الله, when you got married, you got married with the name of Allah, with the book of Allah, recited hadith, recited Quran. And then you got halal to each other and start living. وَكِتَابِهِ مِنْ فَرِيدَتِهِ وَسُنَّتِهِ وَشَرِيعَةِ رَسُولِهِ. It means that the contract of marriage is very respectful in sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should respect this contract. We should respect each other, because start married with name of Allah, with the book of Allah, with the name of Prophet. And because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his book and his prophet, we should respect this life. And be patient during our life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to understand Islam correctly and to act upon whatever we understand from Islam and from Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of mu'mineen wal mu'minat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten in reappearance of Imam of the Age. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save all of mu'mineen and mujahideen in around the world, especially in Yemen. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. اللهم اجعل عواقب أمورنا خيرا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على النبي الأمي المكي الحاشمي القرشي الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأرض بأبي القاسم مصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على
صلى على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما علي بن أبي طالب. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أمير المؤمنين قائد القر المحجلين. وصل على صديقة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين. اللهم صل وسلم على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف القائم المنتظر المهدي حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك. استخلفهم في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبلهم. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. I would like to offer my congratulations for anniversary birth of فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين.
اللهم صل على
The life of Bibi Fatima and Amir al-Mu'mineen is the good example for all of Mu'mineen in this way and living in this material life. We need some example, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us some example. The one of them is the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen and Fatima salamullah alayha. They trained some beautiful children, which all of them actually had benefit for all of humanity. And inshallah we talk about life of Amir al-Mu'mineen, life of Fatima salamullah alayhima. Tomorrow night we have a big celebration. One of the recommendations some ulama actually has about such an event is that to show this celebration in your home. For example, today, yesterday, and tonight is the night actually relating to birthday of Bibi Fatima. How we can show, how we can bring happy and joy to your family. And our kids should know that difference between last night and tonight. Because tonight is the birthday of Bibi Fatima, the food should be changed, actually, different food. Different, actually, clothes. Different decoration shows them. We should respect because they are Ayyamullah, as Quran said. We should show that. Right now, for example, as the time of birthday of Bibi, all of kids should know that. And like this, we can continue our generation with religion. And bring some, for example, sweet, for example, for them and show that, yes, as tonight is the night of actually birth of Bibi Fatima, so we are so happy. What do you want then tonight? This is the recommendation from Urafa, Ayatollah Mirza Jawad Maliki Tabrizi. He was actually teacher of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Inshallah, we will talk more about this celebration tomorrow night. Inshallah, we have a big gathering here. Please do not forget to come with followers, with actually some sweet, and show your celebration and bring happiness to the center, because Islam also is the religion of happiness. We usually, you know, used to respect all of commemorate of A'imma alayhim as-salam. The celebration also is important. There is one right in Risalatul Huquq of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam said, the right of the one who make you happy. The right of the one who make you happy. It means that the celebration and happiness also is important in Islam. The second issue I want to mention about the aggression by Saudi Arabia against Yemen and its innocent people, which is the big mistake which happened from Saudi Arabia and some Islamic countries. The genocide which right now happened in Yemen, the like the genocide which happened in Gaza by Israel and by Zionism. Unfortunately, one Muslim country, the people came out and demonstrated because of democracy, because of against the dictator. And instead of help them, instead of support oppressed people, most of countries, Western and non-Muslim, Muslim and non-Muslim countries, they are supporting actually the country who attacked this nation, this people. Sometimes we were confused, what is the meaning of democracy? What is the meaning of freedom? What is the meaning of human right? Because same thing happened in Libya, in Syria, in Ukraine. People came out and demonstrated against the government. United Nations and all of countries supported people. Why? Because of democracy, because of human rights, because of freedom. And same thing happened in Yemen. Instead of supporting people and oppressed people, innocent people, they are supporting the government, the dictator. And they named the people in Libya, when they demonstrated, they called them as the Inqalabiyun, as the revolutionary people, and called the governor as the dictatorship. But here in Yemen, call people as rebel and call government as the legal government. We are supporting legal government. What is the situation of the people? How do you want to translate democracy? Democracy usually supports people and their wish. They came out against the government, against the dictator of the country. But they said, no, This dictator is legal government, and the people, they make revolution, they are rebel. Sometimes they play with some terms. And now every people, all of humanity, even kids, they know the exact meaning of democracy inside of Western countries and other countries. They are still human. What is the right of humanity? What is the right? We should help them. But unfortunately, destroy the foundation of the country, destroy the wealth of the country, and destroy the all of important place of the country without any decree of United Nations, without any decision of United Nations and Security Council. One country let themselves to attack other countries and kill a number of people at that country and said, oh, this is democracy. Why? What is your situation, Saudi Arabia? What is your situation in the world? Are you part of United Nations and by their decision you attack this country? If other countries come and attack you by its decision, what do you say? What do you want to do? This shows that the United Nations and Security Council also for actually created to support some specific countries and some specific purpose, not for all of humanity. And in Islam, we are Muslim. One Muslim country attacking Muslim countries. Quran said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى فَأَسْلِهُ بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Mu'mineen and believers are brother. We should make peace between brother. And Quran also said, وَإِنْ تَعَفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اِقْتَتَلُوا. If you see two parties, two groups of mu'mineen start fighting each other, your duty is to aslihu, to reconciliate between them, to make peace between them, not to do support the country who is oppressor, who is zalim. We reciting Quran. If you go to Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Nabi, every people they sit down and reciting Quran. Does we reciting Quran to recite Quran for itself, or reciting Quran to know Quran and act upon Quran? This is Quran said that إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى فَأَسْلِهُ. But nine countries helped Saudi Arabia instead of making peace, instead of asking to stop war, instead of invite him to come and sit and reconciliate this problem, they help each other. And unfortunately, they are showing that this fight between Saudi Arabia and Yemeni people as the actually dispute between Shia and Sunni. If you look at the BBC, CNN, and some news agency, you will see that the term that they are using for this war between Saudi Arabia and Yemen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make peace between Muslim countries, between Muslim ummah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten in reappearance of the Imam of the age. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to visit our Imam of the age. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of mu'mineen and mu'minat. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prolong life of our maraji and our leader. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر. اللهم اجعل عواقب أمورنا خيرا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم جنبنا عما سواه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
امید غریبان تنها کجایی؟ چراغ سر قبر زهرا کجایی؟ تجلی طه گل عشق مولا دل آشفته یه داغ آن کوچه یه غم گرفتار گودال خونی دل افکار غمهای زینب سیاه پوش قاسم عزادار اکبر گل باغ لیلا پریشان دست علمگیر سقا نفسهای سجا نواهای باغ دعاهای صادق کسه بی کسی های شبهای کازم حبیب رضا و انیس قریب جواد الامه تمنای هادی عزیز دل اسگری پس نگارا بفرما کجایی 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 دلم جز هوایت هوایی ندارد لبم غیر نامت نوایی ندارد وضو و اذان و نماز و قنوتم بدون ولایت بهایی ندارد دلی که نشد خانه یاس نرگس خراب است و ویران صفایی ندارد بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم که این زندگانی وفایی